And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, November 7th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we are live streaming currently on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, feel free to hop on and read them out to our guests. Our guests today need no introduction. From Evergreen Tree Service, we have the founders Justin Harris and Michael Harris, and the founder of the barn store, Scott Broom. Today we're going to be talking about the 16th annual Coats for Kids event, sponsored by Evergreen Tree Service and the barn store, distributing new warm winter coats to those in need in the West Georgia area. And this has been going on for quite some time. So we're going to throw it over to our guests now. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good
morning. How are y'all doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank y'all so much for waking up bright and early and coming in and talking to us. So we're going to be talking about the 2023 Coats for Kids event. How about before we get too deep into the woods here, let's get a little, you know, introductions, a little bit of the history about each of y'all. We're going to start with Scott because Michael pointed to you, and I'm going to assume that he's the boss. So if he's pointing, you're going to go first. Scott, morning, sir. Tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your business.
Well, I've been in Carroll County since 1984. We opened Barn Store in 1988. My wife and I have been working there together since about 2006. We basically sell outdoor work apparel, hunting apparel, men's, women's, kids. Sell a lot of work boots, hunting boots. We probably sell over 30,000 pair of boots a year. So we distribute boots out to everyone, Carroll County, surrounding areas. We do hunting, fishing, do a little bit of everything. We've been part of the community for 35, 40 years, so we'll keep part going.
I have a couple of the boots I bought at the barn store at my house.
So, well, thank you.
Good spot to go check out some boots. All right, let's throw it over to Michael Harris, Evergreen Tree Service. Michael, good morning, sir. Tell us a bit about yourself and about Evergreen Tree Service. All the good bits so that Justin has nothing to talk about.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm Michael Harris. I've been part of Evergreen Tree Service, started it in 99. Born and raised right here in West Georgia, Carroll County area. Married, got three wonderful children. My brother's been with me since the beginning. We've been partners in this since, 98? I mean, 02 maybe. Yeah. We serve the West Georgia area. We do the bulk of our work now is right-of-way trimming for the Carroll EMC. We've been with them now for nearly 20 years. We do trimming, you know, outside of that area, but that's we do still serve the West Georgia public. We do residential tree work and enjoy doing that. We appreciate the community and what they've been to us. Without them, we wouldn't be here. That's pretty much the sum of it.
Y'all do a lot of good work. I mean, I see y'all's trucks everywhere.
Yeah,
I know y'all stay busy.
We stay busy. We've been blessed. We've never really had to stop and look for work. We've been well took care of.
Excellent. Well, we'll throw it over to your brother Justin. Justin, good morning, man. Tell us a bit about yourself.
My name is Justin Harris. I'm married, got two kids. I got a son as a junior in high school at Central High School. I got a daughter that's a freshman at the University of Georgia. And I got a wonderful wife that takes care of me and everybody else.
Excellent.
And we just, as far as our work goes, we just get it done.
Now, I got to ask, because I've always wondered, what's it like working with your brother? Make things easier or tougher?
Well, the best part about it is he runs one side of the business, I run the other side.
That's great.
There you go.
So you never have to see each other. Just keep it
separated. No, we work good together.
That's awesome. Well, so clearly you guys have been friends for quite some time. I mean, we're talking about, I mean, this makes the 16th annual Coats for Kids event. Scott, you know, tell us a bit about how this came together. How did y'all get to know each other?
Well, I guess we've known each other quite a while, even before we did this. 16 years ago, Michael had an idea. The community had been so good to him that he came to me and said, hey, I'd like to give back to the community. And the way he wanted to do it was needy kids. And they need jackets in the winter. And a lot of them we saw, you know, my kids went to Carrollton, Central and Carrollton, his kids go to Central. So we see a lot of the kids that have needs. He came to me and said, hey, is there any way I can buy some coats from you at a good deal? And I'm like, what are we doing? So he explained it to me. And I said, that's a great idea. Let me see what I can come up with. And through some of our vendors, we got them to, well, they didn't donate them. They made us buy them, but it's even better because it makes it mean more to us.
Absolutely.
So we came up with the first year, I think, coming up about 600 coats. We gave those away, and we plan to do it from that year on. And from that year on, we've been giving away 1,000, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less, but it's always right around 1,000 coats. They're insulated, they're warm weather, they're heavy duty. They have storm cuffs, they're water repellent. Have multiple colors. We give them away from sizes 2T all the way up to what, adult 3X for some big kids. And it's just been a great thing. The community's been a blessing to both of our businesses and both of our families. So it's a way for us to give back at a time when some people don't have the money to be able to afford one.
Michael, why did it strike you? You know, that this is a need that we needed to, an investment that you can make into the community as two business owners. I mean, did you see when you were taking your kids to school, were you seeing kids that were out in the cold that just didn't have, you know, they just had little thin, sorry coats on?
Well, I mean, you see it every day. I mean, if you leave out early in the morning during the wintertime, you'll see a kid standing out waiting for the school bus or whatnot. And yeah, there's that occasion that you go by and a kid's standing out there in a short sleeve t-shirt or just a long sleeve t-shirt, you know, waiting for a school bus, and you think to yourself, you having your own kids, you know, that's the situation you wouldn't want them in.
Yeah.
But at the time, I think if you go back to 16 years, we were right about the time the housing was falling out.
Right.
And a lot of the community, not just our community, but pretty much nationwide. I mean, jobs were hard to come by. There was a lot of people with a lot of need, and I mean, still are today. It always will be, but at that time, you know, it was just kind of hit close to home because it was the line of work we're in. You knew people, you know, in the construction business and whatnot. I mean, if you was a framer, electrician, a plumber, any of that stuff, I mean, work just pretty much stopped for you. I mean, you were looking to do something you'd never done before. And I don't know it. Our work with what we was doing, we was lucky enough that it may have slowed down some, but we still had work to do, you know, and we weren't having to let people go. And just knowing that, feeling to be in that fortunate situation, wanting to, you know, help out, make a difference in the community around us, you know. I guess taking the kids just came first to my heart. Having my own. My brother had young kids also. Scott at the time, his kids were still pretty young.
Hits home.
Yeah, it does. And I know it may not be a huge difference, but, you know, if everyone that could do just a little something, and it starts, you know, when you say that, you got to be willing to do that little something yourself.
Yep.
So that's kind of just where it all started.
To lead the way a bit.
Correct.
Yeah, I mean, and God, I didn't even think about that. But, you know, in the 2008, you know, when that bubble burst, I mean, here you are. I mean, you are close, not just your vendors, but your other partners that you work with, folks you work with side by side whilst they're building houses, you are doing the tree installations and landscape and everything that's going on. I mean, y'all were probably close to a lot of people that were hit super hard.
Oh, yeah.
And those folks had children, too. I mean, and that was a dark time. So it does take someone to lead the way to start trying to connect the community to some services to help.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, now Justin, now how did this come together? Now did Michael start talking to you about this? How did you feel about it when you first heard about him?
I was 100% on board.
I imagine that's something you've seen too.
Oh yeah, it always makes you feel good if you can help anybody, you know. Mm-hmm. And we've been blessed doing what we're doing. Don't get me wrong, it's hard work, but you know, if you can give back,
yes,
give back. If you can help somebody else, you know.
Why do you think it's so important that people do that? You know, not just, I mean, everyone can do that, but you know, you have business owners as well, like yourselves, that step up and try to reinvest in the community. Why do you say that? Why do you think it's so important for that?
Well, the way I see it is, if one man is willing to help the next man, then the world will be a whole lot better place.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. And well, we're going to take our first commercial break. Time is 8:40. When we come back, we'll continue our conversations as we chat about the upcoming 16th annual Coats for Kids event sponsored by Evergreen Tree Service and the Barn Store. And reminder, we are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions, comments, some love you want to throw our guests, feel free to hop on there, and I'd be proud to read those out to us, out to them. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, November 7th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for this morning's Community Voice guest, please feel free to hop on there and read them out to them. You know, any love, any kind words, any bad words, really. I mean, anything you got for our guests, bring them on, and we'd be happy to read it out to them. We're very, very, very pleased to have Scott Broom of the Barn Store and Michael and Justin Harris, co-owners of Evergreen Tree Service, in the studio with us today. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the full podcast or the full live stream on our Facebook page so that you can get a bit of the history of how the Coats for Kids event came together. That's what we're here focusing on today, the 2023 Coats for Kids. It's the 16th annual Coats for Kids event, and it's going to be coming up very soon. How about we jump right into it? Scott, let's talk about this year. So and now, over the years, has the location changed over the years?
I don't think we've ever done anything other than the rec, have we?
Great
we
spot did, for it.
We did churches.
The first year we did it at our local churches.
Yes, sir.
And since then, we have been strictly at the rec department. Thank you to them for allowing us
shout
to use
out
their
to Thad.
Facilities. Yes. It works out good there. Most everybody in the county knows where the rec department
right.
is. It's convenient in and out.
Yeah, there's like two ways in. You know, it's
yeah.
a good. It's perfect for a drop-off or
works
a pickup.
Great. It is. It does. Plenty of parking. It gets you out of the street traffic and whatnot. But, yeah, we've been there pretty much every year up until the year COVID hit. And the
yep.
year COVID hits when we haven't done the event through the years of COVID. We went strictly through the
school counselors.
School
yeah,
counselors.
We divvied them up to school counselors based on what they said their schools needed,
yes, sir.
Students needed, and we gave them to them during the COVID years.
Excellent. Now that those dark times are for the most part behind us,
yep.
Now we're looking at bringing the event back to a pickup scenario. So this is going to be it's actually going to be this Saturday,
correct.
November 11th. From 8 to 2 over here at the Carroll County Rec Center. Take us through the whole day. What can folks expect?
Well, we'll get there Friday and set everything up. They'll come in Saturday morning about 8 o'clock, the earlier. Earlier you get there, the better. We only have 1,000 coats to give away. So it's first come, first serve.
Only 1,000. It's so
only
many
1,000.
Coats. That's a lot of coats.
But you'd be amazed. I mean, we run out every year, and we still scramble after the event's over to find more for kids that need them.
Wow.
But they'll come in. We'll have a door available for them to come in, and they'll line up. We'll take their information, fit them for a coat, and move on to the next one, and keep on hammering them out. And it's great. It's fun to do, and
it has to feel good.
Fills your heart with joy watching them. Yeah, it's a great thing
to get to bring that to the local community. Now, you were talking about these coats. Are they a particular brand?
Yeah, the brand is Byrne Apparel. We've been using them 30-something years. They make a 12-ounce cotton duck taffeta line fiber polyfill insulation. Mm. They're storm cuffs. They're triple seamed. They're a triple hoodie. They're water repellent. Very durable coat. Something you'd see like a gentleman working construction on wearing a Carhartt coat.
Yeah, a lineman or something.
Yeah. So we have different colors. Over the years, we've had some fuchsia colors for young ladies, and I don't think we were able to get any of those this year, but we do have some tans and some browns and blacks and blues. So
all the standards. The yeah. one, I mean, you know, when you have a coat, you don't want to go too off, you know, in
right.
terms of the color. So this is but it's wild. So y'all not only have this coat that pretty much covers all bases, but I mean, you even have different colors so that
right.
the girls could pick one, the guys could pick one.
Right.
So now you say that. So now, so folks, just all they need to do when they come over to the rec center, they just need to park, and then y'all go in the front door. Yeah, they'll see where
they'll see. We'll have it set up. They'll see where to come in. It's actually one of the side doors.
Sure.
We'll have everything sectioned off. They just come in and fill out paperwork. Doesn't take long, 5 minutes, get their information, and then try on some coats. And
they got a brand new coat?
We usually have some donuts and some orange juice and a few other giveaways.
Yeah, oh, so y'all have like some food out there too?
Yeah, we have donuts.
Till it runs out.
That's right.
That's first come, first serve.
Earlier the better. Like Scott said, if you can, the sooner you can show up, the better chance that you'll be able that your child will be able to receive one of these coats. I mean, that's 1,000 coats. That's a lot of coats.
And it won't take them long. I mean, we've got a lot of people helping. Scott usually has employees there. Our employees show up. Our personal families, my kids. They'll all be there. We'll have people. I know in the past we've had Spanish speaking.
Sure.
For those, you know, if they need it, you know, we'll have somebody there that can help them. You know, there'll be four or five taking all the information, getting them, and then running them through, and then there'll be another four or five, you know, getting the coats up, letting them try them on if they, you know, to make sure it fits and whatnot. And like Scott said, on the coat side of it, I mean, these coats, the kids are outgrowing before they wear them out. I mean, they're good coats.
Yeah, I mean, I never had a coat like this growing up.
Yeah.
I had one of those, you know, like those little hoodies, zip-up hoodies from Walmart.
Oh,
the
yeah.
inside starts getting all balled up, you know, and that's pretty much what I had. So that's really awesome. I mean, these are waterproof, lined, good for the cold weather. Now, are there any rules that people need to know in advance? As far as who needs to show up with the kids and whatnot?
It needs to be the parent or guardian with the child. If the child's not with the parent or guardian, the parents can have – they provide proof of government assistance such as free or reduced lunch, SNAP, TANF, WellCare, WIC card, Peach Care card, Medicaid, et cetera. That being said, in my knowledge, we've never had a kid walk through there that didn't leave with a coat.
I mean, if they're there, you know, often they
there.
Need it.
I don't think they would come up there if they didn't need it.
Yes, sir.
But that's pretty much the requirements that we put out there to try to make sure that the coats do go to the kids that, you know, need them.
Yes, sir. Yeah, so, you know, if the child needs to be 16 year old or younger.
Correct.
And be accompanied by a parent. And now, do the parents need to bring any documentation of being the child's parent?
Well, when the parent comes, if they don't have to be the parent, it can be a guardian.
Sure.
The documentation will be, you know, the well care, the free lunch, any of that works as documentation. Anybody who can come as a guardian and prove that they have the need for it, we're not going to turn them down.
So is it one child per family?
No.
Receive the quote? Okay.
Oh, no. It's any child, 16 or under. If you got 10 kids, they're all 16 or under. we'll give them all a coat.
We've got 1,000 coats, and we show up with 1,000. We want to leave with none.
I bet.
That's our goal.
Right. And these are heavy-duty coats. I don't think y'all have to have a forklift to bring, you know, some of these. Them things are heavy. Stout with a triple hood and all that. Okay, so as far as logistics, folks can start showing up as early as possible, around 8 o'clock.
Around 8 o'clock.
First come, first serve. Be sure either a parent or guardian's with the kid. Bring the proof of government assistance. As Michael was saying there, the reduced lunch, SNAP, the TANF, WellCare, the WIC card, Peach Care card, Medicaid. You bring those, and then you can provide that, and then you can go home with a coat.
Right.
That's amazing. That's the 16th annual Coats for Kids event brought to you by Evergreen Tree Service and the Barn Store. Going to be distributing new warm winter coats to those in need in the West Georgia area. Again, this Saturday, November 11th, 8 a.m. to 2. The earlier you get there, the better. First come, first serve. It is at Carroll County Recreation Department, 1201 Noonan Road. Honestly, just a stone's throw from where we're sitting right here on Noonan Road, just up past the jail. But that's going to be over at the Carroll County Recreation Center. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break. As time is 8:51, but when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with Evergreen Tree Services' Justin and Michael Harris and the Barn Store's Scott Broom as we chat more about the 16th annual Coats for Kids event. Stay with us.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today is Tuesday, November 7th. We have Evergreen Tree Services' Justin and Michael Harris in the studio with us, as well as Barn Store's Scott Broom, as we chat about the 2023 Coats for Kids event. It is the 16th annual Coats for Kids event brought to you by Evergreen Tree Service and the Barn Store. We are live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. If you have any last-minute questions, comments for our guests, please feel free to hop on there and read them out while we're still streaming, and we can get them to them live on the air. We were just kind of covering this year's event. It's going to be it just keeps getting bigger and better each year. If we could, Michael, if you could take us through the event one more time, when, where, how, what folks need to know.
It'll be this Saturday at the Carroll County Rec Center. You can come in, be from 8 to 2, first come, first serve. You can get there earlier if you'd like to get in line. You'll come in through the front door. There'll be signage out directing traffic in and out. There'll be signage on where to enter the building and where to exit. And just come and get your coat.
Excellent. And I think it's great. Y'all will have a Spanish-speaking person as well. So if Spanish families should show up with their children in need of a coat, they'd be able to speak to get their information and paperwork. So again, that is this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 at the Carroll County Recreation Department. Scott, one more time, if you could tell folks about the jackets, just so they can know. These are sturdy jackets.
They're great jackets. Well, the brand is Burn Apparel. They're 12-ounce cotton duck outer shells. They're water repellent. They have a 3-piece hood design. They're heavyweight. They're taffeta lined for comfort. And they're also fiber filled polyfill insulation. So it's about a 12-ounce insulation, which is equivalent of about 800 grams insulation. Very warm jackets. They have storm cuffs on the sleeves and storm cuffs at the waist. So we have sizes anywhere from a 2T all the way up to an adult 3X for some of the larger kids. We have multiple colors, browns, blues, tans, blacks. I'm going to say the kids are going to outgrow them before they wear them out. If you have some left over, they can give them to the younger kids later on down the road. But it's a great coat, and it's good cause, and we want every kid to come get one.
Absolutely. And if you have one of these coats, if your kid has one of these coats, they're not going to be trembling at the bus stop.
No, they're going to... I'm sure they have a lot of friends they'll know from having them the last few years. We've been doing it long enough that they know what the coats are.
16 years.
Yeah.
16 years. Now, so of course, this is put together by Evergreen and Evergreen Tree Service in the Barn Store. Are there any other sponsors that have stepped up to help make this happen?
Well, at the moment, we are the sponsors, but we'd like to thank Carroll County Rec for letting us use their facilities.
Excellent.
Is anybody else helping us this year that we know of, giving anything? No.
Sure.
Right. This year we're doing, because the first year back doing the event.
Yes, sir.
It's just us.
Now, I did want to ask if folks that have been tuning into this have any questions, or if they need to find some more information about it. Is there an email or social media that they could reach out to?
Yeah, there's an email, evergreen.coats@yahoo.com.
evergreen.coats@yahoo.com. So if you're tuning in, or if you if you're listening and you have some friends maybe even that are going through tough times and their kids could use some coats like this, just direct them to evergreen.coats@yahoo.com, and that email will reach y'all and can answer any questions.
Yeah, they can get us by email. If they have any questions, they can also call 770-214-7339. Carla is our secretary at the office, jack of all trades.
Yep,
jack of all trades.
And she will help them as much as she can, answer any questions if they have something.
Excellent, excellent. Scott, any last minute words for our guests or listeners before we wrap up?
Well, if they can't get in touch with any of those, they can always call us at the store at 770-832-9013. Most anybody there can help them. They can ask for me. I'm there every day.
Awesome. All right. Well, Scott Broom, Michael Harris, and Justin Harris, thank you, gentlemen, for 16 years of investing back into the community, especially in the kids of our local community.
Thank you for allowing us to be on here.
Of course. And we hope we'll have you on next year for the 17th annual so we can talk all about how well this one went.
Great. Thank you.
Sounds
excellent.
Good.
All right. To everyone tuning in, we appreciate you joining us today. We'll see you next time.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330 FM.